وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talked about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran, and it's been several episodes that we are talking about the concept of fitra in the Holy Quran, and also the riwayat, narrations of the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Because I think one of the main ways that people can reconstruct their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their relationship with Quran and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt is to for them to go back to fitra. Fitra is that gate through which we can connect to the religion, and we should know more about it. Not us, everyone, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينَ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. This is a religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everyone with one corresponding factor in their nature that corresponds to this religion. So when we go back to our fitra, and this is not something that people generally can do in their conscious way, because subconsciously we can be deviated from fitra to desires, and they think this is fitra while that is not a fitra, that is carnal desires. So it's difficult to get to the core of the fitra, but certain levels of it, as we talked about in those thought experiments in previous episodes, is possible. So we were talking about different dimensions and contents of fitra, elements in this fitra. And we said sometimes it is in the form of a belief or awareness. Sometimes it is the practices that we do. As salat wa hiya al-fitra. We were talking about how salat is appealing and interesting. For some people, attractive. To some people that are, even when they are not Muslims, they can see the beauty in salat. And this is because their fitra finds it. It corresponds to the fitra that they have. If they believe in an ultimate creator, when they see salat, especially when it is done in the proper form of it. You know, salat, even on the night of Mi'raj, salatul wajib, the obligatory salat, is always in congregation. Even on the night of Mi'raj, when the Prophet was ascended to heavens, when he started praying, there were lines of angels behind him praying. And at the beginning of Islam, we have salat in jama'ah, in congregation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and Khadija alayhi salam, they would pray together, and the Prophet was leading the congregation. So this shows us something, that the first and most beautiful form of salat is salat in congregation. Not that salat in furada alone is not accepted, but or is invalid. But we have this fatwa from fuqaha that if a person does not attend salatul jama'ah congregation without any excuse for a long time, that is problematic. It shows that first and foremost, salat should be done in congregation, and it also is that thing, that form of salat is attractive to any person who looks at it, that people get together and then they praise their Lord different times throughout the day. And it shows us another beauty in salat, as I said, that attracts human fitra and the innate nature that we all share. We will have a break and we come back, because that one is a rather long discussion. Inshallah, we're going to have about moderation being part of fitra, and that is interesting.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about different elements and dimensions of fitra, and we were supposed to talk about moderation being part of fitra. And there's a story about Uthman bin Maz'un, one of the companions of the Prophet, that he find it easier for himself to leave around his family because he wanted to attend to worshiping and acts of worship and, I don't know, fasting. And the nights he wanted to pray all the nights. And he would find his family like an obstacle in the plan that he has for himself. Then his wife went to the Prophet and told him about this, that he said, yes, this companion of yours, once he has learned from the teachings that you tell him about the hereafter, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acts of worship, he has left us. And ever since that time, he is being engaged in those activities. He doesn't spend time with us. Then Prophet got upset, according to the hadith, and told Uthman bin Maz'un, لَمْ يُرْسَنَ لِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِالرَّهْبَانِيَّةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent me with a religion of rahbaniya. Rahbaniya means like living like a monk. وَلَكِنْ بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَنِيفِيَّةِ Hanifiyya means the straight, the straight path, or the straight, or the middle way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised me as a prophet for a hanif, for a middle way, a moderate religion, as sahlat as samha, easy and tolerant. Asum wa usalli, I fast and I pray, and also I spend time with my family. Faman ahabba fitrati. Now here is the point. Allah, the Prophet of Allah, refers to the whole religion, especially when it is considered as a moderate lifestyle, as fitra. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ فِتْرَتِي Whoever likes this fitra, this religion. You see, they are used, both the word religion and fitra, used interchangeably. Fitra here refers to the religion. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ فِتْرَتِي Whoever likes this religion and fitra, فَلْيَسْتَنْ بِسُنَّتِي He should follow my sunnah, my footsteps, in which is a combination of everything in life. Both things that are related to the family, the worldly life that we have. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا We have this in the Holy Quran. That Luqman told his son, my son, do not forget your share from dunya. وَأَحْسَنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ Like the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was merciful to you, you also be kind to others. One of the aspects of being kind to others is to be kind to your loved ones, to your family members. The greatest regret people have at the end of their life is that they believe that they have not spent enough quality time with their loved ones. They don't regret not buying that thing, not buying that house, not having that position, not getting promotion. No. At the moment of death, when they look back, the greatest regret that they have is that I had to spend more quality time with the people that I love. So the Prophet said, no, spend time with your family. And this moderation is fitra. And this is something we find it at the depth of our heart that we like it as a religion. And we don't like the excess. We don't like the extremes. Both radicalization, both in both sides, like radicalization in terms of loving dunya to the excess or abandoning dunya altogether. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be on the middle path and be steadfast in our religion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي